President Bush will promote his education proposals this morning near Knoxville, Tennessee. It's part of a two-day trip to boost his domestic agenda a week before he presents it to Congress. The president began his tour yesterday with stops in Ohio and Missouri. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
At the Kirkwood Community Center outside St. Louis, President Bush was greeted by a small gathering of supporters in the skate rental room right next to the hockey rink.
Thank you very much.
He told those in attendance he had ambitious plans back in Washington.
I'm going to submit a budget next week to the United States Congress. It is a budget that will set priorities, just like each family does in America, set priorities. My priorities will make sure that we preserve and protect and strengthen Social Security.
He said he also wants to strengthen health care, improve public education, provide a pay raise for the military, and reduce the national debt. And the president says he expects enough money will be left over to return $1.6 trillion to the taxpayers over the next 10 years. But to get all this enacted, he says he needs the public support.
This is a plan that's going to require the people to speak up. It's the beginning of a series of trips around our great nation where I'm going to make my case. Not to the folks in Congress or in Washington, D.C., but to the American people.
The president wants the public's help because Democrats on Capitol Hill and also some Republicans doubt he can do everything he proposes without a return to deficit spending. And polls show that many Americans are also less willing to back a tax cut if it means there won't be enough money left over for programs they like, such as education. But the president says improving education is a top goal for his administration.
Anybody read more than they watch TV?
Earlier yesterday, the president visited a reading program at Moline Elementary School in a St. Louis suburb. He announced he was asking Congress for $5 billion in new funding over the next 5 years to help children learn to read by the third grade.
I am absolutely convinced that we can do a better job of teaching all children to read. Because I start with the thought that all children can learn to read.
Such programs are popular, but other parts of the Bush education plan are less so. Democrats want more money to be spent on reducing class size and repairing schools. And they oppose a Bush voucher plan, which they say will drain funds from the public school system. But President Bush said in Moline and at an earlier school visit in Columbus, Ohio, that schools need to be held accountable and that parents should be able to send their children elsewhere if all else fails. Pam Fessler, NPR News, St. Louis.